This Saturday, in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary, I chose the title, Our Lady, Cause of Our Joy. Our Lady brings us joy, and we need lots of joy in this day and age. We need joy in every day and age, of course. We need joy in every life. This is a valley of tears. We have all kinds of adversity and difficulties to deal with and crosses to carry. At the same time, we should be filled with joy. As Christians, we are called to live in joy, and Our Lady is the cause of our joy because she brings us Jesus. She brings us joy. She brings us the source of joy, the ultimate source of joy, which is God Himself, who is happiness and joy itself. When we think of joy, we must think of God. We must think of Jesus, not the worldly entertainments and attractions and pleasures. Those things are temporary, not lasting, but it is God who is lasting, and He provides us with that deep, profound, lasting, abiding joy. And to get to God, we need to be united to Him in His will and doing God's will, always doing what He wants us to do. So when we are united to His will, we're united to Him in prayer, we're always striving to serve God, that's when we have this deep, abiding, lasting joy, because we are united to God. To do His will is to be united to God. To love God, to love Our Lady, is to be filled with joy. They are synonymous. So our call as Christians is to be full of joy, to rejoice in the Lord always, as St. Paul says. Again, I say, rejoice. We should always rejoice. And if we're not rejoicing, it's because we are not doing God's will. We are committing sin. We are living in sin. We are separated from God in some way. We're not thinking about God. We're living for ourselves. We're living for the world. And all these things bring us a bit of sadness, and we're not fulfilling our vocation. We're not living according to the way God made us. He made us for Himself, to do His will, to be with Him, in this world, and then in the next. So we are called to be full of joy, and that's why God made us. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be full of joy, even in this life, in this veil of tears. All the sadnesses and abuses and tragedies and crises in this world are sadness, is true. We have to face that and embrace it and carry our crosses. And we see that, but that's our lower nature. You know, we're sad and we feel pain and suffering at times in our lower nature, but our higher nature, our superior nature, can always be filled with joy because we are uniting ourselves with the cross of Christ. We are imitating Jesus. We are offering it all for the good of souls, to repair our sins, and to show our proof for the love of our love for God. And so we always have that joy. We can always have that joy in our heart and in our soul in the midst of afflictions and sadnesses of this world. And at the same time, we need to practice the virtue of joy, cheerfulness, and happiness in this world, especially in our relations with our neighbor. We have to always be practicing joy. And that's a great form of charity. Because if we're doing charitable works, we're giving, we're helping other people, but we're sad and we're grouchy and we are not kind, there's no good in that, and it takes away and it destroys all our charity. Charity should be accompanied by joy, and God loves a joyful giver, and so don't human beings. We all love a cheerful giver. So we must give and be generous, and to do it with joy and cheerfulness and a smile, as Mother Teresa would always say, give with a smile. And she said, make everyone smile. She would say that. And that's a virtue. Even if we have a bit of sadness in our heart, we can still smile and give. And there's more joy in giving than in receiving and self-indulgence and me, me, me. But it's when we give, we're charitable, and that's when we have joy in return. And that's what we're called to do, is to give and to make other people happy, make others happy. There's a joy in that, even in taking care of those who are suffering and work and fatigue, and we can give even to those who are grouchy and don't appreciate the good that we do. We still can find joy in trying to make them happy, even if they are very hard to make happy. We can still do that. And the, another thing about joy in this world is, because there are so many forms of sadness and so many bad things that happen, we have to be able to see the silver lining in the crises and the sad things that happen. We have to be able to make lemonade out of the lemons that the world gives us. We need to see the silver lining, which is really the finger of God. See the hand of God, because God is in control of everything. He's not winding up the clock and sitting back and you know, watching us suffer in our miseries, but He's guiding everything, even the adversities of this world and the sadnesses. He's bringing good out of evil. He is teaching us many things. He's helping in ways that we don't always see. There's mysteries in the adversities of life, and we have to see that. We have to see the hand of God. We need to turn the sadnesses of or the bad things and turn them into good. We need to show the face of joy, show the face of God, and bring good out of everything, and say, you know, even these bad things happened, there's good here, there's good there. You know, this person may have all kinds of bad qualities, but he has some good qualities too, and we need to look at them. And you know, accidents have happened, but you know, they could have been worse, or this could have happened, or that could have happened. You know, we see that God protected me here and there. We always have to see the hand of God and be optimistic. Be optimistic. The saints were always perpetual optimists. You know, and the church's documents, read the church's documents, they're always twisted in a positive way to give us hope and joy and to work. You know, if we're sad and we're depressed, how can we work? How can we serve God? We always need to have that sense of optimism. That saints were always that way. We're listening now, as the friars are listening in the morning, to a book on the saints, and it's called Saints Are Not Sad, because they're not, and because they're joyful in the Lord. They're always happy in God. And you know, so we need to have this in the world at all times, in particular this day and age too. And we are living really in the post-Vatican II days. And if you read the documents of Vatican II, they're all optimistic. All the words of the church fathers at Vatican II were all optimistic, and they're looking forward to the future. And to take, you know, these new times, and to serve God in the ways that we should today, and to serve God in joy and happiness and in charity. So let us take this joy with us and bring it to our neighbor in charity.
Et Jesus.